WBADX Mobile, listening 14714. Good morning.
Well, if I ever get the radio on the right frequency, I could say good morning to you. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf.
Good morning, Mr. Jim. Well, it's a Monday. It's a strange week. Tomorrow, or next week is going to be a strange week. I am just, I'm ready for the holidays to be over.
Yeah, it's been kind of a cone's age since I talked to you, at least 3 or 4 days. So just glad to hear you're out and about and headed for a short week. A short week, let's just put it that way. Strange, but short.
Yeah, full day today, half day tomorrow, no day Wednesday. Then back to full days Thursday and Friday, and then I got it duplicated the following week.
Hey, did you figure out what you're going to cook up for the holiday suppers? Anything kind of fun? You're going to either try out your egg barbecue thingamajob?
Nope. In fact, I'm probably not doing much of anything for the holidays. My family is having Christmas on Thursday. Well, I work Thursday, so I am unable to attend. And then we are going out for New Year's. The wife has found some location that she wants to go to, and I guess some of our friends are going to be going, and there's going to be a black and white party. You got to dress up and look nice, and there's going to be dancing and that kind of thing, and yay. So I am really not looking forward to either holiday. I'm really not. I don't want to be the whole bah humbug, but at the same time, I really am not enthused.
Hey, it sounds like an excuse to rent a tuxedo and a top hat. I've always kind of wanted to do that.
Well, I don't know, too, rental. I actually own a top hat. Granted, it's more of a steampunk, but I do have a top hat. Actually, no, I don't. It's in the hearse. Oh, shoot. But I do have a suit coat, the dress pants, and a dress shirt, and a nice Christmas holiday tie, so I can dress the part. But like I said, the enthusiasm behind the dress is not going to be there.
Well, you got to carry a little baton. What they used to call those back in the late 1800s and things like that, where you wore a top hat and full regalia.
Cane. A lot of them carried a cane. So, I actually got one of those, too, with a skull topper. I got it all for I don't know if you call it a Halloween costume or when I dress up for the drive of the hearse, I typically have all that. But, not of the quality that would be used for a party like this.
Okay, well, I was just kind of thinking here, Skeletor or something like that. So, anyhow, it got my brain ticking for a good thing to do on a Monday morning. Well, maybe not such a good thing to do. It's just good to hear you out there, sir.
I appreciate it. And, we're actually headed into work early. We're not expected to be there until 8, but we're going to be there and working by 7. And, I had a problem with, one of the builds that we were doing. We were supposed to have it pretty much done Friday. And I ran into an issue with some of the old equipment. Figured it out, but it put me behind schedule, so I'm going in early to see if I can get me back on track. So, we'll see how it goes.
Okay, well, it's always kind of fun to mix and match old equipment with new equipment. With that, I'm going to silence you here on the Northern Michigan Network System and listen for you in the future. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf.
Hey, Mr. Jimmy, have a good morning, 73 WBATX. Mobile. WGAW Mobile, monitoring. Buddy out there this morning, this is WGAW.
RRD.
Oh, RRD, I just spoke to you the other day. How you doing?
Good, how are you, sir? WGAW.
Well, I'm just fine. I'm going to drive south, though, and it's snowy roads. I'm on the highway here now, on 75. Headed down to Warren.
Supposed to go to basketball practice this morning up in Sheboygan. I decided with the weather the way it was, I just to stay home and work on some projects.
It would have probably been a wise choice for me to do, but I already made plans and following my grandson down to Warren there and picking up a water heater for his house that he's buying in Conaway. The person that owns the house giving him a water heater, and they live in Warren, and he can't carry it in his car, so I'm following him with my truck. So. I think it would have been better to just buy a new one, you know, but whatever. That's what he wanted to do, you know.
Those youngsters get something in their head and they just don't want to let go of it. But, weather's not supposed to be very nice today. So, make sure you are wary of the others that are out there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, I got my truck in four-wheel drive, but that doesn't do anything with stopping power. we'll just plug along here. I think the further south we get, once we get south of West Branch, I think we'll have some pretty good roads. I was looking at the radar this morning, and it looked like it was going to fizzle out down there. So.
Yeah, I'm looking at the radar right now. You get down with the Grayling area, it's going to open up for you.
Good. We're down to like 40 miles an hour. There's a snowplow ahead of us there. He's on the passing lane. Oh, geez, what's the matter with him? Oh. Yeah, I better put the mic down here. WGAW.
UK8RRD. Safe travel. 73.
Good morning. From the Great White North.
Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, also listening in the morning.
Victor Alpha 3 Delta Whiskey Lima, stroke Whiskey 8, on I-75 north of the bridge.
Hey, north of the bridge, that's a good place to be. I'm south of the bridge, so my name's Tim.
My name here is David, Victor Alpha 3 Delta Whiskey Lima, stroke Whiskey 8 here. We crossed the bridge, I'm not sure if you're northbound or southbound. The bridge itself was fine. There was no major wind up there. It was a nice, smooth crossing for us.
Now, with a Victor Alpha call, I have to ask, which bridge? The Mackinac or the one up there at the Sioux?
The Mackinac Bridge. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're at coming up to exit 359. We're north of the bridge at this moment, the Mackinac Bridge. We're on our way from London, Ontario, up to Sault Ste. Marie.
Ah, very good. You know, I forget the name of the bridge up there in the Sioux. Is that called the International Bridge? I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's what we always refer to it as, is the International Bridge. So that's, I don't know if it has any special name or not. Back over to you.
All right, well, I've got family up in the Sioux, so good time to travel up there, and I'm assuming you're going up for the holidays. Maybe that's true or not true, but sounds like you're headed northbound on 75, so you're making great time.
Yep, we're doing good. The roads are in pretty good condition at this point, and I say if you're planning, if you're heading north enough, but we had no troubles at all crossing the Mackinac, no winds. Usually the toughest part of the crossing is when there's high winds, and there was none today. It was just a nice, smooth crossing.
Yeah, I always worry about that, the high wind warnings. Well, I don't drive a truck, so I just drive a car, so I don't have to really worry too much about it. But I go into the center of the two lanes when it's high winds. I don't know if you're supposed to do that or not.
I like to do the same as well. That way you got a little bit of leeway on one side or the other in case the wind catches you. It's usually when you get to those points where they have the structure and it blocks the wind and you have to quickly compensate and then you go right back into the wind again. It can be a little nerve-wracking, but today we had no troubles at all. We didn't feel any winds counteracting us the whole time we were going across.
Hey, well, fantastic. Well, I think I'm going to get myself my second cup of coffee and drive safe and enjoy your trip. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. Hey, 73, sir, and maybe somebody else will jump in.
73 to you. Merry Christmas. Again, this is Victor Alpha 3, Delta Whiskey Lima, Stroke Whiskey 8. My name here is David.
Hello, radio. This is W8RRM in the mobile. Anybody up north on today?
KDA, ADJ Portable, listening.
Radio, how about it up north up there? Anybody on today? W8RRM looking from Gaylord. Hello, radio. Anybody around today? This is W8RRM in Gaylord. Anybody on up there? Keyed into the repeater. He didn't have any audio. W8RRM.
KDA, EDJ Portable.
Go ahead, Portable. W8RRM in Gaylord. How's your weather up there?
A little snowy, but not too bad. It's KDA, ADJ.
Yeah, we've only gotten about 3 or 4 inches so far today. I don't know if we're going to get much more or not.
Yeah, I'm up in Boston, and we're probably about the same, right around that 4 or 5 inch mark there.
Where did you say, sir?
I'm up in Boston. Just north of Lansing, south of Mackinac.
Yeah, I know right where you're at. Okay, just kind of wondering. Couldn't get nobody on our home repeater here in Gaylord, so I thought I'd try this, and Mr. Peter, it's got a really great footprint. I like it.
Yeah, it's actually maybe the second time I've ever worked this repeater. I've actually originally from the, I live in the Grayling area, but everything down there has been pretty slow lately. The Roscommon repeater's down, and Grayling repeater's been acting kind of weird lately, so up here for the holidays. Brought the portable with me, even brought the HF system with me to set up so that it gets the night fan on tomorrow.
That's really good. Okay, sir. Well, I wish you a Christmas and a Happy New Year, and you take care and enjoy your children. And this is WARRM Roger. We'll catch you. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, great talking with you. It's Kilo Delta 8, Delta Juliet. Name's Derek. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. 7-3.
Well, radio, this is W8RRM Mobile and Gaylord looking. Anybody on?
We got 8 wheels, WG8W.
Oh, WG8W, this is Roger. How the hell you been, old buddy?
Hey, Roger, I'm just fine and dandy. I'm headed back to home. I was down to Warren. I'm on my way back. Oh, you didn't make it that time. I don't know where you went, but just entering Spokane County here, northbound. It's WG8W, headed to the Indian River.
Hello, radio, W8RRM, looking.
Oh, yeah, what happened to you? I'm here. WG8W.
Been right here.
Okay, well, anyhow, that's been a heck of a ride, I tell you. Snow covered all the way down from the Indian River down to this morning. It was all snow covered road all the way down to exit 202, which is what that Alger exit. Then I got dry roads the rest of the way. And on the way back, it was a slushy 2-3 inches of slush on the road, and it was freezing rain over there by Flint, and it's been pretty nasty all the way. Now I'm on now I'm in Spokane County, and the roads are clear. Here you go, Roger. WG8W. Hello. I'll be G8W standing by.
W8RRM and Gaylord on the radio up north.
Hello, radio. This is W8RRM and Gaylord Mobile. Anybody on up north? I can't believe the way that repeater comes in down here in Gaylord. It's carrying the meter on this old V8000 ICOM. Pretty cool. How about it? Anybody around up north? Well, I guess this old W8RRM will go back to the home frequency. I'm QSY.